भगवद्गीता 8.12 सर्वद्वाराणि संयम्य मनोहृदि निरुद्ध्य च मूर्ध्न्याधायात्मनः प्राणम् आस्थितो योगधारणाम्। Here Krishna is going to describe briefly the process of yoga by which one can attain perfection. Tatte padam sangraheṇa pravakṣe, he said in the previous verse. That process I will describe in brief. So that brevity will be in the next two verses description. So here he says, here he is describing the stage of yoga which is called as Pratyahara, wherein one shuts out the senses, sarva dvarani sanyamya, controlling all the doors. Now dvaram is a metaphorical way of referring to the senses. The senses are considered to be doors for the body, which is often compared to a city or a place or a residence. Navadware pure dehi naiva kurvanna karayan. So Krishna has talked about this body as a navadvara pura. Pura is city, dwar is gate, the city of nine gates. Using dwar, door, to refer to the senses is a recurrent feature of the Bhagavad Gita. We'll see this again in 14.11 also, where Krishna will say sarva dwareshu dehesmin prakasham pujayate jnanam yada tada vidya vivruddham satvam ityuta. He says when all the gates of the body are illumined with knowledge. So now here Krishna is saying sarva dwarani sanyamya, controlling all the doors. That means we carefully choose what are the inputs that we allow into the body and what are the inputs that we don't allow into the body. Sarva dwarani sanyamya mano hrudi niruddhya cha, that one controls the mind, fixing it on the heart. Murdhya adhayatmana pranam, and one lets the pran rise and fix it in the mood, in the head. Asthito yoga dharanam. Asthito, sthito is situated. Asthito means properly situated. Yoga dharanam, dharanam. So when one does like this, then one moves from the pratyahara stage to the dharana stage. So these are the advanced stages of yoga. Yam, niyamasana, pranayam are the preliminary stages. Then there is pratyahara, dharan, dhyan, dharan, samadhi, like that. So now here Krishna is telling that pratyahara involves shutting out the senses, shutting out the sense objects rather, by regulating the senses. And that is what is referred to in the first two lines. Especially the first line, sarva dwarani sanyamya. So here, by shutting out the senses, sarva dwarani sanyamya, manoruti niruddhya cha, fixing the mind on the heart. What does this mean? So it means that the mind is the route through which our consciousness moves. If we consider, suppose we are looking out of a room through a window. We are sitting in the room, it's all covered with walls, and there's one small window in it. So it is through that window we can look out at the world. Apart from that, we can't look anywhere else. And suppose that window's angle can be changed, by which we can either look upwards or we can look downwards. Then we will be able to, by directing the window, change what we are able to see. Or if we consider binoculars, We may move the binoculars in different directions and get a close-up vision of what is seen over there. So the mind is basically the tool for perception for us. So when you focus the mind on the heart, that means we concentrate on the heart. Here Krishna is not referring to that we say like a doctor using a stethoscope tries to measure the breathing or the heartbeat or such things. So it's not that we focus on whether our blood pressure is low or high. Mano mridhi niruddhacha here means that the heart is where the soul is present. So we meditate on our spiritual identity. Murdhnya adhayatmana pranam. So the prana vayu is actually the subtle environment within which the soul floats. Soul is said to float in prana. So prana is not just air. It is a specific kind of air which allows the soul to float in its presence. And in this prana, what is there? In this prana is the reality that in this prana is the soul situated, and when the soul departs from one body to another body, the prana also goes with it. Now, the prana can be situated at various levels. That is the whole process in which through Kundalini Yoga, they try to raise the prana. So there are various chakras within the body, and from the lower chakras, they try to raise the consciousness towards the higher chakras, and that such raising of consciousness is said to help the soul move upward, help raise our raising of the chakra, raising of the prana through various chakras. It is meant to raise our consciousness towards the higher levels of reality. Now, Murdhnya Adhayatmanah Pranam. So, there are the Muladhar Chakra, there is the Swadhishthan Chakra, Manipura Chakra, Anahat Chakra, Vishuddha Chakra, Agya Chakra and Sahasrara Chakra. So these chakras are basically centers of circles or centers of energy, we could say. Subject is technical and we don't have to go into these technicalities during our practice of bhakti. But suffice it to say that the process of yoga has its own own profound complex technicalities, and as one raises the consciousness or tries to raise the consciousness through the process of Ashtanga Yoga, the Murdhnya refers to the head. So as the consciousness rises upwards, the Sahasrara Chakra is situated in the head, and when the prana is situated, prana rises till it comes in the head. That is considered to be Astito Yoga Dharana, the yogi situated in Dharana. And it is said that some yogis, after they situate the prana in their head, the time for death comes, then they ensure that the prana shoots up through their head. And they depart from the body from upward side. Though when the soul departs from the upper holes
or soul departs directly from the head back, then that is considered to be an auspicious departure with the soul destined for higher destinations. So one who gets this soul to the one who gets the prana to the murnya adhaya atmana prana, who has got the prana to the sahasrara chakra, that person has come to the stage that is just one step below absorption and trance. So dhyana and samadhi are next, deep, increasingly deeper states of concentration. Here there is dharana, astito yoga dharana. So Krishna has told in the previous verse that he will describe the process by which through yogic practice one can move towards liberation, vishanti yatayo vitaragaha. So that process he is describing in this and the next verse. The movement from the external consciousness through shutting out the senses and raising the prana till it reaches the head, that is summarized in this one verse. And so although the prana is subtle and incomprehensible to inaccessible to modern science, still that is also actually material. So Krishna will talk about these adjustments as steps, and then to move from dharana towards samadhi and then to move towards mukti, Krishna will talk about what we should be the object of meditation, that he will talk about in the next verse, which we will see in our next class. Thank you.